What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Project 54 Movement. This is your host, Steve Pedroza. We got a good one today, talking about overcoming challenges in entrepreneurship. And not just entrepreneurship, but I wanted to kind of add something to it is life in general. Those are two big aspects of my life currently right now as a business owner and as a family man. So I'm going to kind of touch on a couple different things today and give you my life and my obstacles and my challenges that I do face on a day-to-day. So one of the first things is things not going as planned. I usually put out a template or a vision that we have, if it's a, you know, a 2, 3 to 5 year plan on things that we want to achieve in our business, right? We have to understand that vision can change due to lack of staff, also with just performance on my part as a leader. We got them there through training and through hard work and dedication. And at the same time, I got to make sure I put myself through challenges as well. The growth never stops. We have that vision. We're trying to tackle it one day at a time, 1 month at a time, 1 year at a time. And things don't go as planned. And that's okay. And all we have to do is regroup, look at it from a different lens, and see what was the errors and what was the mistakes and why didn't it go as planned. I could tell you right now, a year ago, I'm not the same Steve. 3 months ago, I'm not the same Steve. 2 weeks ago, I'm not the same Steve. So we're always evolving as people and as leaders. It's not always a bad thing if things don't go as planned. Just look at it a different lens, guys. So just always remember that it's something that didn't go as planned, or your vision, or something failed, or it was more challenging than you thought. Just come back to it, hit it harder, and hit it more strategically the way you do it. Make sure your plan goes as planned, or if you change that trajectory of that plan, you have to be all in it. My personal life has been very challenging this year. I didn't plan the things that happened this year in my life, unfortunately, with a lot of heartbreak, sleepless nights of passings, and close people to me. And currently right now, dealing with a family member, helping them through the process of going through through cancer and doing all that stuff. And it's challenging, man. It's really, really challenging. It takes a lot of toll on not just myself, my family, and, you know, people around us that are a part of our inner circle. It never gets easier. But what I can tell you is something I experienced this year through all the bumps in the road and challenges that I face is that every passing is different. You know, from the beginning of the year, I have a really good family member pass away. I was ready for that. And not saying I was ready for that passing. Of course, no one's ready for it. But mentally and physically, I was at a point in my life where I was able to endure that, you know, and kind of help out people around us and be able to help them through that process, right? And then from that to my wife's grandmother, you know, that was very challenging, living with us for several years and taking care of an elderly lady. It's very rewarding, you know, to be able to take care of somebody and making sure that they're fed, they're well taken care of, they have a roof over their head, all that stuff, and just put a smile on their face on a day-to-day, you know. So that bring a lot of joy to me. When that passing happened, at the same time finding out that my mother-in-law was diagnosed with cancer, at the same time, right? So that was a 2-for-1 special. God puts things in our path for a reason, for us to get to that next level. And for me, I used it as fuel to keep on preparing myself to be just a better person. And I think just to be able to pour into other people and pour into my family, and just to be able to be that foundation for everybody around me. From there, going into months later, I, you know, endured a really good friend of mine passing away, my friend George. We kind of disconnected throughout the years, you know, with life and things like that, but we always had a really good connection with each other. And I think it was an eye opener when I found out he passed away, and being a pallbearer at his funeral kind of hit me in a different spot as well. I'd never been a pallbearer before. And that kind of, I don't know how you explain this. I would say like really a piece of me was ready to grow. So that old version of Steve went away as well. you know, carrying your friend to his graveside was kind of different for me. But just how I said, like, every death is different. And those are the challenges that I continue to fight and the demons I continue to battle through. Now, with my mother-in-law having cancer and, you know, going through the situation, that our family is currently going through right now, that's challenging, man. That's really, really challenging. She is currently in the hospital right now. There's people out in the world every day. They pray that they wake up to a meal. They pray that they wake up to clean water. They pray that they just get to wake up. Sometimes we take that for granted. So I just want to try to be the best version of Steve that I can be. It's been a long season, you know, and we haven't passed it yet. And I have to understand that it's a process. I'm looking at it in a way where I'm blessed that I'm going through this. I don't think it's harsh, but like, I just really think I'm blessed that I'm going through this because life's very funny, but I think God always has a plan on the way for my life, for me. The whole meaning of Project 54, you know, is building something from scratch. I'm building myself up, back up to a new version, and I have to endure great pain. I'm not leaving no rock unturned. I am dialing as much as I can, and it's a process. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen within months. It might even not happen within years. But I can guarantee you that I'm going to be the best version of myself day in and day out. You have to be able to be super, super uncomfortable to hit super, super high levels. I was just talking to one of my colleagues this morning and talking about going to networking events and going to functions where I was the youngest guy in the room, had no college behind me, just work. And people were asking me, you know, where I graduated college from, where I go here. And these people were like some Ivy League. And I, you know, I'm over here with 12th grade education and a little bit of junior college behind me. But a lot of it was just hard work and dedication that got me to be in that room, you know, and I felt very uncomfortable. But I didn't let it dictate my outcome. I did not let it change my path of what I wanted to do. Any situation that you guys could put yourself in, it might be a little uncomfortable at first because you might not be used to that situation or those people or that environment. Do it. It's going to be the best thing for you, man. I guarantee you, you continue putting yourself in those environments and you continue to absorb all that information and be open-minded. The learning, the growth is endless. If it doesn't go as planned, it's okay. It's okay. You'll get it back on track. The burnout, guys, the burnout is real. It's not easy, you know, keeping on track of making sure you're eating healthy, you're working out consistently, and making sure just your mindset is good. I would say with all the stuff I experienced this year, the burnout is real, man. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, I slept a couple hours last night, not much, maybe like 4 hours. I get burned out because I'm pushing so hard. I'm half asleep. I'm doing all this. So this time around, I'm kind of just slowing down a little bit. I'm literally just kind of focused on my eating. I walk every night, and that's, you know, I kind of kill two birds with one stone with that one. I think what I like most about that is my mental health. You know, I get to walk at night, you know, where I live at, it's very hilly, you know, so I get a good workout with the hills and stuff like that. But no, just being outside with nature and just kind of listening to some music, just understanding that purpose in life and understanding my why and soaking in the external energy from being outside, all that. But you would think that right now, mentally, I would be exhausted or mentally I would be just done, you know, from this season and from this year of what I had to endure and things like that. But you know what? Tonight, after this recording, I'm still going to go on my evening walk. I'm still going to go do what I have to do to make sure I check these boxes. You know, you have to invest in those key things, you know, and it is not always about money. You can make deposits and it's just by going on a walk. That's not going to cost me money. I'm making that deposit there. I'm making the deposit that I'm going to, you know, write down this list of mental blockages that I have. Like, I can't think past this or I can't think past this. Well, let's write it down and let's work on it from there. Those are deposits. Boom, boom, boom. You know, but then if you want to get to the next level and you're talking about fitness and all that and you want to get a trainer, whatever fits your criteria, go with it. And it's perfectly fine. At first, I used to find it very odd. Not that I never believed it, but like, I just don't understand like how you could get so bummed out about rejection. When I was a young kid, I was chubby. You know what? I've always been very, very confident. So like, even if it was if I asked someone out for a date or like whatever it is, or if I wanted to play with certain kids, or even when I got older, if it was a project that I was trying to win on a business side, or it was an employee, or it doesn't matter what it is. When it came to rejection, I was kind of like, all right, cool. All right, let's go on. Let's just move. For me, I really use that as like fuel. People saying I can't do that, or if I got denied something, if it's a proposal or whatever, I got rejected. Hey, you know, so don't let it kill your motivation, guys. Okay, like I know there might be, you know, it might be something that you've been striving your whole life to get in that college or get in that place. You know what? Understand and pray about it, you know, and if God wants you there, he's going to get you there, but you have to put in the work too. He's not just going to boom and you're going to be there. You got to put in the work as well, right? So it's, if you're doing, you know, half-assed work, you're going to get half-assed results. And that comes with rejection. You don't want rejection to kill your confidence either, especially when you're building things up. So I always tell my team, and I just tell people around me, like, you might have had a challenging day. You might have. Like, it could have been like, you know, you had an issue here with a contractor. You had this other issue. You had unforeseen. You had a lot of different things on your job that you were facing, but you still have to celebrate your wins day in, day out, regardless how small they are. Celebrate your wins. It's your choice, right, on how you react to that, right? It's your choice on how you react, respond, and adapt. You know what? You rejected Steve for blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool, man, right? Well, the next one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to work so damn hard that I'm going to go on top of that person. So when that person puts in the next one, I'm going to reject them. Use that as fuel, guys. Use that as motivation. Use that to change your life. You know, there's people that I know that didn't get that job. They got rejected. They didn't do that or they didn't do that. But now look at them now. They're successful millionaires. They're successful family men and all that stuff. Because why? They got rejected. Just want to make sure on the things that we talked about today, and it was something that was so like perfect for me. I'm in a season of a lot of challenges. Fortunately, you know what? I'm a diamond that's built under pressure. Things might not go as planned, and I'm okay with it, and I'll be able to navigate my way into a different plan if needed. I have to understand that I might get burned out, but I have to recognize when that time's coming so I can make sure I get some rest, because at the same time, I got to make sure I take care of myself, right? And my mental health as well. I want you guys to think, and I want you guys to really understand what your purpose is, what is your why, and do you love it? What I just tell you right now, I love what I do. I truly, truly do love what I do. I love being a husband. I love being a father. I love being a business owner. I love being a friend. I love supporting people. I love caring for people. I love all that stuff. I just hope and pray that I can pass that along to people. You know, and I'm glad that you guys are watching right now. I'm glad that you guys are able to connect with me. I'm glad that you guys are able to listen to a piece of my life. I'm successful, not because I have money, but I'm successful because I'm happy, I'm joyful, I have a loving and caring family, and I have a great people around me. That's what makes me successful. I love to serve people. I love to be able to impact people and just to be around individuals that want to be better. I want to say thanks again, and I appreciate everybody that's watching this right now. And please subscribe to all platforms, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, We have everything listed on our page. So, you know, thanks again, guys, and I appreciate all of you guys. And just remember, I got you guys. Okay, so stay tuned for the next one. All right, talk to you guys later.